Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger. Today I'm speaking with HIMSS Analytics Executive Vice President John Hoyt. We will be discussing hospital IT risk analyses, who's doing them, and how they relate to both HIPAA and meaningful use. Thanks for joining us today, John.
You're welcome. It is my pleasure to be here, and I'd like to help answer any questions we have about our survey and about how hospitals are progressing towards earning their meaningful use stage one.
Excellent. Well, I guess first off, explain how meaningful use compliance requires security risk analyses. Before, I'd really only heard it connected with HIPAA compliance and so on and so forth, but they're also involved with meaningful use?
Yes, that is correct. In the meaningful use program, there are 14 core measures which the hospitals must meet, and there are 10 menu measures from which, and it's called menu because it's a menu of 10 from which you may choose 5 to meet. One of the core measures, one of the 14 required core measures, is a security risk assessment that the hospital needs to conduct. It's also on the ambulatory side as well. And so that is one of the core measures. It was moved into the core measures in the whole public review process that occurred more than a year ago.
Oh. Well, so how do these differ from HIPAA risk analyses, or are they just the same thing required by an additional rule?
They are pretty much the same thing. What we see here is the federal government raising this to a higher level of public scrutiny by making it a core measure. It's not an option. It's not a menu measure. It is a core measure. And it's, yes, it's over there with the HIPAA regulations, but here we've basically raised it to a new level of national attention by making it one of the 14 core measures.
Is there much difference between what a hospital might do for a HIPAA risk assessment versus a meaningful use core measure, or are we talking about the same thing here, apples to apples?
It's the apples to apples. A risk assessment is a risk assessment. The regulations are not highly detailed and prescriptive about what you must do, but they're prescriptive enough that it's clear you need to do a risk assessment to meet this. And you'll notice in the survey that it is not a strong point yet with hospitals that they have completed their risk assessment as part of their core measures. They're really focused on meeting the other measures because, frankly, it takes software and vendor cooperation and, you know, implementation resources and testing and medical staff and nursing and pharmacy involvement with the other core measures. This one is pretty much maybe internal to IT and the organization's risk analysis and a liability management area of the organization. So I think the fact that we have 47% to 50% or so saying they have completed it, it just means that it's on the back burner for the moment. But you will not earn your meaningful use until you've done it. So I think hospitals will do it. It's just it's something that's in almost essentially internal to IS, and so they'll say I'll get to it later.
So a little bit of background on me. I used to cover hospital safety for another publication, and I dealt with a lot of risk analyses and risk assessments with working with hospital safety managers. And risk assessments for them were just a bunch of tabletop exercises, sort of looking at what could happen and gathering incident reports of safety things that had happened in the last year or so, and sort of how are we going to fix those. Is that sort of how the IT security risk assessment works, or is this really something different that they're doing?
It's something different because there's a hammer attached. In the examples you were giving, and I've done that because I've been a hospital COO, the hammer is a theoretical, oops, if the patient falls, we may have some cost. The issue here with a risk assessment around the core measures and the HIPAA violations, should we have an errant release of information, is that there are fines. So, you know, there's not a fine when somebody falls in your lobby because the housekeeping department forgot to put up the wet floor sign. But there's a fine if you have an indiscriminate release of information. So it is different in that respect. It's a bit more serious. We also have an issue of public loss of faith that you may not get when a patient or family member falls in the lobby. So there's a bigger hammer, there's a bigger risk, there's a bigger concern. So I think it's like what you experienced at a higher level.
What does it involve? I mean, I've talked to one hospital that actually went out and hired white hat hackers to try and break their wireless security and things like that. Is it, how do you do the risk assessment? How do you figure out where you're vulnerable?
Yes, what you are mentioning is something that hospitals do not have to do. It's not a requirement. The regulations are not that prescriptive to do a vulnerability test. But some hospitals have done that. What you, as a CIO, do is, honestly, is if you've got the internal skills and you do not need a consultant, then you exactly do a risk profile and test all your weak areas where you can be vulnerable from the outside or the inside. Test all your policies and procedures and compliance with your appropriate sign-ons and, you know, the whole thing like that. Honestly, what a lot of hospitals do, and it's what I did when I was the CIO, you hire an expert at this business, and they review your policies, your procedures, and they start testing by interviewing employees and going out onto the floors, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, a vulnerability test could be one of them. Not all hospitals have done that by any means, but that's all part of the risk assessment, and I would say, I don't have a percentage. We haven't surveyed this, but I would guess a good portion of hospitals will actually hire consultancy. It's not a big engagement. I've done this. The consultant help to come on in and do a risk assessment and give a fresh pair of eyes. And you know what's going to result in that is some potential documented vulnerabilities. And the hospital should say, okay, give me 90 days to fix these things that you suggest can be tighter and come back in 91 days and reassess. That is very typical of part of the arrangement of these consultant reviews.
So from your HIMSS Analytics survey and your comments earlier, you mentioned that maybe half the hospitals are doing or planning to do risk assessments for IT. And obviously, most hospitals aren't running their EMR systems at the HIMSS Analytics Stage 7 level. What advice would you give to hospitals who are sort of in the process of wrapping their heads around this IT risk analysis concept and getting ready to do their first one or do their first really complex one?
That's a good question. My advice, since I have this position of Executive Vice President of HIMSS and have been a CIO at a couple organizations, is I would hire a consultant, and in looking at consultants, I would not exclusively say, I want a healthcare person. Banking, defense are all very strong in this area, and I would not hesitate to pull somebody who's had defense experience, some person who was in the military or contracts with the military or banking, and have them teach me and our hospital what goes on in these other organizations that are equally security conscious and are a bit more mature at it than maybe some of our smaller hospitals are, and certainly more mature at it than a lot of physician practices.
Well, that sounds like good advice. Thanks a lot for your time today.
You are welcome. I love this subject, and I love our hospitals, and I'm glad to see the progress that we're having towards achieving meaningful use.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.